This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Twitter finds itself in what the media wants to let you believe is a tailspin. And there is chaos there, undoubtedly. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. We're going to talk about Elon Musk and what he did. He overspent. That's okay. He got other people to come in. He's involving lefties in Twitter, but what he is doing is he's taking advantage of this chaos, and he's going to make Twitter better and America better if he can withstand this first little assault on Twitter. Now, you say, Kevin, how's he going to do this? Well, first of all, his buying of Twitter freaked the left out. I want you to understand, companies get bought and sold every single day. It's no big deal. You don't care about the politics. I don't care who owns Frito-Lay. Just don't change the formula. Look, Disney just put in a new CEO. I hope it makes the company better. Lord knows the other guy sucked. So bringing Iger back is a good deal. But at the end of the day, do you really care who owns what company and who bought whom? I don't know if Krispy Kreme is owned by a conservative or a lefty. Just make good donuts. But the left, when somebody takes over what they believe is their thing, they freak out, man. And then part two of what's happening is now that this transaction is complete and the left have freaked out, they show their true selves. And you know what that is? They sabotage the company. Oh, we care about our fellow employees as we sabotage the company. So 3,750 people got let go. They kept 3,000, you know, roughly the same amount. And now there's a mutiny, so much so that Elon Musk is having to put a freeze and say, you can't have access until I know what you're doing and how you do it. I'm freezing it. I hope Elon Musk goes after every one of those saboteurs and sues them individually and gets every dime and everything they owe him back. He supposedly shifted all of his best people, a lot of his best people, not all, from Tesla, and he's got programmers looking at stuff. I would tell you this, for $44 billion, you would think he could get the best of the best to go there. I would love to go work with this guy. I would love to get him my part, to be part of that management team. No, I'm not going to be a low-level minion. I'm going to be a guy that says, okay, first of all, on a risk perspective, let everybody know we are tracking everything you do. You do something that messes with Twitter, we will sue you personally. See, because we should all be trying to build a better organization. Politics aside, I don't care what your political ideology is. What I care is a free and open platform that lets people do what we say it was supposed to do. So how about we start there? And if you don't want to be here, voluntarily go. We'll give you a package. Get out of here. It's like America. There are many, many people ready to step into that job for you. You don't want it. Somebody wants it. See, we've got this idea that only the best minds of Silicon Valley can blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. Absolute nonsense. There are people ready to go to work for Twitter. They will work hard. They will work selflessly. They want to see their company survive. And if you got anything other than that, you, shame on you. If you got anything other than that, you got a problem. You got a cancer. Look, I'm sure there are people that work at Pepsi. Pepsi became Obama's drink. They changed their logo to look like his. If you're a conservative working at Pepsi, you're getting your 501k. Your 401k. 501, I beefed it up. You get your 401k. You're getting your benefits. You're getting all this other stuff. I don't care what the corporate management does. As long as it doesn't impact my bottom line, do what you want to do. I think it's stupid for Pepsi to get involved in that stuff. But if I'm just a worker bee, just don't impact me negatively. I recommend we stay out of it, given that we're part of Frito-Lay. We're in the beverage industry. Do you want to offend half of the people? How about we just make a product? But I'm not going to proselytize. I don't care. My politics don't need to go into, let's make a gay Doritos, which they did, by the way, an LGBT Dorito. Let's make a feminine Dorito, a ladies Dorito. I call them Lady Ritos. Stupid stuff. Stupid stuff. But, you know, that, you choose to do that. Well, I mean, maybe it generates... I mean, if marketing says, hey, this will stir up some controversy, fine. You know, I mean, if that's what you want. But I'll tell you this, nothing makes me, turns me off more for a product than when you talk about being woke. It's become a joke even. There was a Kevin Hart movie, not a good one, him and, what's his name, Wahlberg. I think it's called Me Time. And we watched it because we wanted something brainless, and it's that. But they jokingly talk. This guy was, all of our rubber bands are made with sustainable methods. You know, it was something silly. You know, all of the ice that we made is made sustainable so that we can give back to the environment. Okay, I get it. Nothing turns me off more than when you want to explain to me how woke you are. You know what I want to know about your product? Is it any good? Does it last longer? Is it more minty fresh? You know, I don't care about how woke you are as a company. Subaru. With every Subaru, we make love. Subarus are made with love. What? And Fords are made with hate? We make all of our products with love. We're so amazing. It's all about the love. Unbelievable nonsense. It's about love? Shut up. Just make me a product. But super, we've given more to the national parks than anybody else. Okay, why? What is that supposed to do for me? You know what it tells me? You're giving away profits that you could be taking out of the product. See, this is what people need to be going and talking to corporate America about. What's really happening here. Such idiots. But Elon Musk is overpaid. He's got the money, so he can do it. He's got money to burn to put into this. He's got partners that are going to want to see this thing work. But he's overpaid. But as I said, before we go to the next, I'm running out of time. Left is freaking out and left is saboteurs. But Elon Musk has figured out a way to make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Will this $44 billion Elon Musk poured into Twitter pay off? Or will it be a bust? I'll be honest with you, 50-50. If I were to SWOT this, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, I'd say I'm leaning more towards success. And the reason is, Elon Musk has more money to pour into it. People don't realize, Amazon, when it got started, they did valuations on Amazon and said there's no way. It would take this company a million years to get a valuation anywhere close to what it is. And now Jeff Bezos is the second richest guy in the world. Amazon has innovated in many ways. Now, they've also been very predatory. They were like the old robber barons, man. They have taken advantage of stuff that, you know, you shouldn't be able to take advantage of. And it's made Bezos into he's a world known and the second most powerful guy in the world, really. Forget Joe Biden and those putzes in politics. These guys can buy and sell them millions of times over. They could influence stuff that Joe Biden, if they want Joe Biden out, they could get either one of those guys, Musk or Jeff Bezos, could get him out in an instant. They can buy and sell them. That's how powerful they've gotten. So Elon Musk has exceeded Bezos and done it in ways that are much more innovative. I mean, Bezos took advantage of some shipping stuff, and he certainly did a lot with DCs and smart technology for stuff like that. And he's using other people's products to ship things around. So now he's the biggest shipping business in the world, probably, certainly in the country, which made FedEx and UPS and all those guys wake up and say, hey, we're not going to be handling Amazon. So Jeff Bezos now, he's got his own products. Wait to see how predatory he becomes. FedEx is laying off. I talked about this the other day. We're only scratching the surface of what these guys are capable of doing, but Musk is way ahead. While Bezos is doing space exploration, Musk is doing it much better. Musk has innovated in battery technologies, electric cars. He has people, other manufacturers, paying him to make cars. What a deal. Eventually, watch when he decides to start competing with Bezos in something. I'm telling you, it's coming. But he's high tech. Musk is like, I'm going to leave a footprint. No, it'll take a Tyrannosaurus Rex can't even put his foot inside of my footprint. It'll be too little. I'm more like a Brachiosaur. Anyway, Musk has taken on a real challenge. But the biggest challenge is he's challenging the leftist establishment. And now he will figure out. I just can't wait for this. When he gets into the political side of this, not like FTX, not like the SBF dude, Bankman-Fried. No, not like him. When Musk legitimately goes into this thing and starts buying off politicians to think the way he thinks. See, we got a multi-billionaire, who's got the financial wherewithal to flip the script. And you know what he's finding out? He's finding out that lefties, including the government, will side against him. And he's going, you know what? I'm going to fix this. He locked his company down so he could get a handle on who are these saboteurs. Yep. He's going to turn this chaos in. Like I said, it's 50-50. And the only reason I say it's 50-50 is it depends on how much he's willing to put into it. Because he's got a tiger by the tail. And he needs to make sure that he shores everything up. He connects all the dots. Now, the good news is politicians, they may not say it publicly, but they want to be with him. They can't make him a bad guy. A dude with Asperger's who is successful as Elon Musk with that kind of coin? Here's a news article. On the heels of news that Twitter employees are exiting in response to Musk's ultimatum that they either commit to working hardcore to build Twitter 2.0 or leave. This one news source reported that the office buildings were temporarily closed and badge access was suspended. The office lockdown and security badge deactivations followed hundreds of Twitter's 3,000 or so remaining employees, making it clear in the company's Slack channels and on Twitter itself that they weren't willing to stay. Fallout from the exodus could be dire. Yeah, it'll be dire for them. Because every one of them that left Twitter, if you go somewhere else, you know what I'd be asking you? Why? Why did you leave? Elon Musk bought it. He bought it and put billions more in it than it was worth. Why would you leave? That's an opportunity. You got to explain this to me. They said, here's what they went on to report. Given the scale of resignations this week, they expect the platform to start breaking soon. One said that they've watched legendary engineers and others they look up to leave one by one. Legendary engineers. As if nobody could replace. See, that's the problem you have as an employee whenever you believe you're not replaceable. Good luck with that. See, Twitter's needed an overhaul for some time, so this is time for Elon Musk to clean the place out. One Twitter staffer said this, it feels like all the people who made this place incredible are leaving. It will be extremely hard for Twitter to recover from here, no matter how hardcore the people who remain try to be. So in other words, those who are true to the cause, Good luck with that. And as I mentioned earlier, what you got to love about leftists is they pretend, oh, we care about everybody. Oh, my God. Ted's going to stay. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and sabotage my code. I'm going to do this or that. As I said, Elon Musk can easily fix this. He can say, you can leave if you want. We're going to be doing a forensic analysis of everything. If you've done something to hurt Twitter, I will be suing you personally. Expect to hear from Twitter's attorneys. That kind of stuff. He'd fix it. But anyway, all this has made Twitter the talk of the town. It is the most talked about social media platform. Where's Facebook? Where's LinkedIn? TikTok? Instagram? I don't even know all of them that are out there. Tinder? What's that? That's the hookup one, right? Twitter is dominating the news. Elon Musk makes a tweet, blows up. Some of them cryptic, some of them, what's Elon Musk saying now? Well, as I said, the guy knows how to market. He's going to figure it out. But he did something even more interesting, because it's brilliant, whether you like Twitter or not, whether you like Elon Musk or not, it's absolutely brilliant. It keeps Twitter going. It keeps the controversy brewing. And, yeah, I mean, he's going to, let me tell you, he has bitten this thing off. He has got a lot to deal with in purchasing this ingrained leftism of Twitter. But I'm going to tell you something. There are a lot of people at Twitter that are happy that Elon Musk came along. You would have to be worried about what was the fate of Twitter. And every time this guy turns around, if you're smart, you're looking at it going, I hope the stock is low. Because if you got stock options, they're about to go through the roof. But it's a 50-50. It's a roll of the dice. And I'll explain it when we get back. Got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Cyber Monday is in full swing on the heels of a record-setting Black Friday. The holiday shopping frenzy continues as many Thanksgiving travelers are still trying to make their way home. The major airlines are reporting a few disruptions after thousands of flight delays and cancellations on Sunday. A new study says fewer and fewer Americans are lighting up.
The number of Americans smoking cigarettes is reaching a record low. A new survey from Gallup puts that number at just 11%. The decline was driven by fewer younger adults lighting up. Just over a third of those between 18 and 29 smoked between 2001 and 2003. It has since dropped to 12% in the last few years. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The richest man in the world now owns a social media site. I give him 60-40. He'll make it work. Probably just because of sheer determination. Maybe it'll be 80-20 pretty soon, because I just can't imagine a guy like Elon Musk giving up. But I will tell you this. What a stroke of genius to invite Donald Trump back. Approve Donald Trump. There are people that are going to go, yay! And there are people that are going to go, why, I can't believe you did that. And the thing about it is, they're not going to leave. The people who are complaining are still going to use it, because Twitter has become part of their methodology now. They get up in the morning, they check the Twitter feed. They have their friends. They got their little piece of it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. You can like something, you can hate something, and your friends will cheer you for it, and other people will despise you for it. And the people that you don't want, delete them, get rid of them. That's what social media was supposed to be about. And Section 230 and the corrupt nature of leftist government said, let's see what the power is. How many things do we see in the movies where somebody's got a great idea, a great invention, and they go, but don't let the military get to it. Don't let the government find out about it, because they're going to use it to corrupt. How many times has that happened? In practically every movie, because that's what government does. Government goes, let's figure out a way to take advantage of this. So Elon Musk says, okay, I'm going to buy it. He's not using his own money, even though Elon Musk has lost $100 billion since, buying Twitter or whatever. Okay, it was paper money. It wasn't like he had it in a vault in his house and they came and took it out. It's paper money. He's worth what he is on paper, and it flows up and down. And I'm going to tell you, if you're like, I can only imagine Musk says, I don't care. You can't be looking at your net worth. If you're watching your net worth to that number, you can't be successful. You can't be the person that says, I'm going to go do something dramatic and work. Let me use me as an example. If all I cared about is, what am I worth today? How much money do I have today? I couldn't operate, because it's mostly scary. It's mostly scary. I don't have millions of dollars waiting in a war chest in case something goes wrong. You put stuff out there, you say, I'm going to do the best I can, and like we were going to make Beyond the Mules, and then we started getting targeted. The people who were donating money to us got targeted, and what happened? They got scared and said, Kev, we think we might want to pull out of this. I can't blame them. I wouldn't do it. But I don't have people jumping on to go, continue making it, Kevin. Not to mention, they start arresting my friends. It can get a little scary out there. So I don't have the dollars to go, okay, I'm going to do a project. Either we do it or we don't. If we don't, it gets scrapped. I'm telling you what happened to Beyond the Mules. The website's up. We put a lot of effort, a lot of money into that. And it's gone, just like that. Intimidation. Anyway, Elon Musk invites Trump back, and Twitter loses its mind. What a great marketing move. Whether Trump comes on or he doesn't, a guy who can buy and sell Donald Trump many, many times over says, I'll let you back on. Oh, and by the way, if Trump Social doesn't work out, you got a home here. Maybe we could do something together, Donald. Who knows what these two could put together? Now, I will say this. I haven't validated this. I heard Elon Musk said that he would back DeSantis if DeSantis ran. A lot of people feel that way. But it doesn't preclude Elon Musk for doing a deal with Trump. The two just have to, you know, put their minds together, no egos, and say, let's do this. Let's figure out how we can make this work. I already told you, Apple and Google have said, we'll take you out of our store. And Elon Musk sent a note that said, if you do that, I'll create a phone that competes against you, and I'll put you guys out of business. I don't know if he's got that kind of juice, but if the world's richest man who's really been an innovator threatens to go after your business, I would take it seriously. There's another thing that happened while you were sleeping. Not long ago, a few days ago, RIP Twitter was a top trend. Twitter's death was apparently imminent, according to now former employees, and here's what they tweeted. Twitter will be dead within a week, according to a remaining Twitter employee. And here's what it reads after that. After employees left in droves, Twitter offices have been closed and all staff locked out. Well, they write this. Elon Musk, being a responsible new owner of Twitter, has wondered if this prediction would come true. He says, after all, it's his company. He should probably be made aware of those kinds of things. It must be a relief to him to know that Twitter has not yet died. And Musk tweeted this. Wasn't Twitter supposed to die by now or something? Then they went on, they wrote this. Yesterday, Musk shared a graph showing Twitter hit another all-time high in the past week. So rumors of the social media platform's death have been greatly exaggerated, to quote Mark Twain, by those triggered that the fact that the old guard censorship machine is no longer at the helm. By the way, just a little personal note, we requested to go back on Twitter with my original 70,000 people or whatever, and they denied us. But we hear there's going to be mass amnesty. So we're waiting on that to happen. Now, you already heard this story, but while Elon Musk was doing an inventory of everything he had at Twitter, he found some shirts that said, stay woke. See, this is what bothers me about corporate America. Stay woke. Stay woke. Stay woke to what? You're a company that should be delivering, letting people speak their truths. You know, folks, we have people out there who hear us say the things that we say that are nothing more than common sense. Like, you are the parent of your child. You are responsible for your child, not the government. And they go, look at those heretics. It's unbelievable to me. Going back to Trump, they said leftists raged Saturday. This was when it happened. After Twitter CEO Elon Musk reinstated former President Donald Trump's Twitter account, despite Trump repeatedly stating that he would not use the platform again. Doesn't matter. What a marketing move. It keeps Twitter in the spotlight. Elon Musk's tweets keeps Twitter in the spotlight. Let me tell you something. If I lived in California, I would go put in my resume at Twitter today and say, Elon Musk, put me in the game, coach. To work for an Elon Musk company and get in there and kick some butt? Are you kidding me, man? I wish I was 21 years old right now. It would be like me going to Hollywood. I'd be, boy, shoot. Anything short of the casting couch, I'd be on it. They said, The announcement from Musk came after more than 15 million people voted in a non-scientific poll that he posted to his Twitter account asking if Trump should be reinstated, and 51.8% said yes, 48.2% said no. I don't know if those numbers are legit, not legit. Here's what gets me. Almost half the people in this country do not want to allow a guy to have free speech. We think we've got a First Amendment. You got almost half the people in this country who say you shouldn't be able to say what you want to say. That's a scary thing. Going back to these numbers, because Twitter hit the all-time high in the past week, so rumors of their demise were greatly exaggerated. They added 1.6 million daily users in 1 week. Added 1.6 million daily users. And by the way, you can bet, folks, these are not bots. These are not people who are fakes. The Ocasio-Cortez people, the Joe Biden people, these are legitimate people. And you know what Twitter did? Twitter allowed leftists to make millions of dollars. For example, if you let AOC look like she's got millions of followers, every tweet she makes, everything she does is given more power or prestige, and it allows her to make money. Kim Kardashian gets paid thousands, tens of thousands of dollars for one tweet. Now, she may earn it. She may actually legitimately have 20 million people following her stuff. But I'm just talking about the power of this. There's nothing in the conservative movement that builds that kind of power until we started doing it with Americans for Real Change, or ARC. And we'll roll this out later. We got investors in the front end of this thing here in Arizona. We're going to roll it out. Anybody's interested in it, I'm happy to talk to you about it. Send me a note. But let me tell you, can you imagine if you can give somebody 500,000 people to listen to their show, to read their blogs, to interact with them on social media, and that ecosystem can grow to 20 million legitimate. Can you imagine if you can put that together, which is what ARC is doing, how powerful you can become? That's what ARC is about. And so Twitter, Facebook, and all those guys, they create these leftist superstars while curtailing the voices like mine, because they know they have that kind of power. That's scary, in the hands of leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel, that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
While we're on the subject of Twitter, I was thinking about this the other day, and I said Elon Musk may do more for the Republic than Donald Trump now that Musk can actually look behind the curtain of social media. Here's what's interesting to me about Trump and social media is you had a guy who was the most powerful guy in the world. And he did nothing to disrupt social media. Knowing how important that was, you would think that Trump would have made that a priority, that he would have gone after Section 230. He would have really put the pressure on. Now, that being said, he had a lot on his plate. Because, needless to say, these guys were not cutting him any slack while he was president. But social media was, I mean, we all recognized it. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I'd been president, I would have gone after Zuckerberg. I would have gone after Dorsey. I would have gone after the ideas behind social media. I would have gotten my FCC guy to look into this. I would have treated them the same way you treat media. And they would not have been allowed to do the things that they did, where they were cutting people off at the knees. The people must be able to speak. And if you can't sell the concept that we the people are the ones who are in charge, government representatives, you represent us. You are not the important factor in this. I don't know how we got that twisted. It's kind of like Hollywood. These people get caught up in, oh, all the adulation. Without us, you don't exist. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. All Americans know that social media has been nothing more than another arm of the Democratic Party, and it does nothing except promote a leftist agenda. Oh, it lets a few little voices squeak out there. But as I proudly tell you, there's a reason why certain people remain on it, and they killed people like me off of it. And I'm just going to go and tell you, it's because if what I say gets out there, it's relevant. I'm not some history 101, America 101, Black American 101. I know this stuff cold. You cannot flap me. Now, I am unflappable when it comes to understanding what this country means, how much it's meant to blacks, to Hispanics, to women, to gays, etc. I know it, and I know it cold. I don't need any notes. I don't need to refer to Dr. Thomas Sowell or anybody. I've lived it long enough. And that's why, oh, you can promote people and go, oh, look at so-and-so, look at so-and-so. I'm not, nothing against them. I'll give you the pros and cons. You want to ask me about anybody, I'll give you the pros, I'll give you the cons. Because people come up to me all the time, well, Kevin, what do you think about Brandon Tate? Brandon's amazing. Brandon comes from his politics from being a cop, well, being a Division I football player at the University of Arizona, being a cop in Tempe, or I think he was a Mesa or Tempe or wherever. He was a cop. And he speaks his truth, and it resonates. And he deserves everything that he gets. They asked me about Candace Owens. You was 4 or 5 years ago, was out there talking smack about us, got red-pilled, as she said, and has become a star. Does she teach me anything new? No. But that doesn't make her irrelevant. I think she's a little bit too much of a star seeker, but I understand why she's doing it, because, let's face it, she's more popular than I am. But I'll put it to you this way. If I wanted to be bigger than Candace Owens, I could be. And when it comes to knowledge about this country and never having to have needed to be red-pilled, I have a huge advantage. As I like to say about this, I've never been stupid enough to be a Democrat. So that's where I go into this stuff. You know, this is, bring those voices, but let's understand who we are and where we fit in the whole scheme of things. And I'm going to tell you, social media knows. If you let me become as big as Van Jones, you know, get in the camera as much as he is, are you kidding? I would turn heads left and right. Anyway, the social media giants formed a cabal who squashed the truth on multiple major issues. I talked earlier. Look at what they did to COVID. They stolen $6 trillion. They ousted Trump in a coup over the rules of we're all going to die from this now we know not so dreaded disease. And worse, the social media Nazis covered up the real truth around vaccines. Instead of allowing for legitimate debate on the issue of vaccines, these Gestapo allowed one-sided discussion on vaccines that got more people killed or injured than the vaccines actually helped. I gave you a number earlier. They estimate 750,000 people died over vaccines. That's just deaths. You want to look at the people who have been impacted? That will never be the same. I'm telling you, the vaccines were the cure is worse than the disease in this case. We know that vaccines didn't, one, stop people from getting COVID, or two, stop people from spreading COVID. And the hysterical truth is that placebos perform better than the vaccines, and that is a point of fact. That's not me making it up. I looked at the studies and went, the placebos did better than the vaccines. So what else does social media lie about? In a word, everything. In the issue of Hunter Biden's laptop, we may finally get to see how leftists connived behind the scenes to set this fake agenda, because Musk responded to a tweet calling for all internal discussions about the censoring of the New York Post Hunter Biden story to be made public. He says, this is necessary to restore public trust. Now, people hate him for this. The left hate him for going on saying, I'm going to show you how this system works. Can you imagine the correspondence if he looks at all the emails that went back and forth between the communications director and the regular media and put this out, say this, who decided to censor this or not censor that? Can you imagine what that's going to be? In a previous tweet, he wrote this: suspending the Twitter account of a major news organization for publishing a truthful story was obviously incredibly inappropriate. Well, I have another one for him. Allowing a major news organization to spread malicious lies about conservatives is just as incredibly inappropriate. And that's what the New York Times did. So while the New York Post was spreading truth, the New York Times was spreading lies. Oh, Sicknick was killed by the Tea Party, by the Trump supporters, and they hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher after they pepper sprayed him. Nothing but lies. And by the way, when I questioned that on Twitter, I got kicked off. See, people don't want to tell you the truth. They don't want you to question him about the truth. That's essentially what Twitter had become. So this suspension of the New York Post when they reported about Hunter Biden's laptop got them suspended. They alluded to possible illegal business dealings with China and Ukraine involving then Vice President Biden. And his complete declarations that he knows nothing about his son's dealings, which, as I've talked about many times on this program, from a common sense level, makes no sense whatsoever. You have a crackhead son that you dote on, that you talk to all the time, that you call him, hey, pal, it's dad. Hey, pal, what are you doing? Hey, pal, hey, pal. So aside all the evidence we have showing him golfing and eating and, you know, and doing other things with many of Hunter Biden's people. If he were Hunter Trump, we'd have a whole different story here. But Joe Biden says, no, I don't know anything about it. I don't question my son about that stuff. Because I'm not that plugged in as a parent. What parent hasn't said, hey, son, how's your business going? Hey, daughter, how's your business going? Or if the son says, hey, dad, would you like to join us for dinner? I've got some people coming in or whatever. Sure, pal, no problem. Who hasn't done that? Anyway, Jack Dorsey commented that straight blocking of URLs was wrong. We've updated our policy and enforcement to fix it. This is when they were blocking the New York Post. But the Post remained locked out of Twitter for weeks. And what of the irony and the hypocrisy of Twitter to demand the Hunter Biden laptop tweets be deleted when we now know that they were legit? See, this was more than a mistake. It was an intentional cover-up that continues to this day. And it's not a stretch or a conspiracy theory to say that Biden didn't win the 2020 presidential election and J6 is ginned-up nonsense to cover for the Democrats' theft of the election. So I would ask Elon Musk to expose more than Hunter's laptop. Let's make it really fun.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.